Yo, you're listening to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, and during today's show, we gave out hourly winning words for our 10K a day giveaway. Hopefully you heard them and you entered. Remember to keep listening every day, every hour for your chance to hear the hour's winning word. Just remember, you have to enter before 1 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for listening. Good luck. And you get that cash. You get those bands. You get that Skrilla. You get that. Give me the loot. Give me the loot.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
And joined now by the great Herm Edwards, ESPN NFL analyst from lovely Bristol, Connecticut.
What's good, Herm?
What's going on, Coach?
Where's that suitcase of money again that Keyshawn's giving away?
Right here.
Uh-huh. Right.
Coach, we are giving away.
Mickey Mouse is giving it away, not me.
10K a day. KJM, 10K a day giveaway, Coach. Top 10 minutes past every hour, we give you the winning word. You text it to 777-000. You enter for your chance to win $2,500. We're doing it every hour of every show through the end of the show, December 7th. We've already given away, Coach, over 100 G's.
Oh, come on.
Come on. 100 G's.
I love it. Money.
I love it. That's real money.
Real money. Life-changing money, yeah. Coach.
Exactly.
So, Coach, speaking of life-changing, Zach Wilson kind of stepped in it, and Mike White stepped into it, and boy, the Jets look different. The team seems happy. His teammates seem to like him. The offense is clicking. What do you think?
One game, right? No. I think he went in there and did exactly what coach wanted him to do. Don't get over your skis. Just let the game come to you. We'll orchestrate an offense. Complete the balls you have to complete. You don't have to do anything special because we have a good defense. And we're gonna play that way. And I think when you look at Salas, where he's come from, the 49ers, you know, he's going to build him a defense first. And he built himself a big-time defense. And quarterback went in there. And was he a game manager? No. But he was careful with the ball. He didn't turn the ball over, right? I mean, that's what you tell the quarterback. Protect the football. And if you can just do that, we'll be in the game. And lo and behold, he made a couple throws, and the Jets win. And now all of a sudden – we're talking about the quarterback situation in New York.
Herm, see, this is – tell me, I mean, you are football through and through. And maybe in other sports it's different. But I feel this way in basketball. Yo, the best players are on the floor. Period. The guys that can help you win games are on the field or on the floor. And I get that everybody's very delicate around Zach Wilson and, you know, his mental mindset could be fragile or could be fractured. But if Mike White gives you the best chance to win, unless Zach Wilson takes that opportunity, isn't that what you want? Don't you want somebody to go up there and grab the torch instead of just it being passed to them?
Absolutely. But think of it this way as well. You know, Mike White doesn't have a lot of pressure on him. He wasn't a second pick in the draft. Zach Wilson was. And here lies the problem. And when you're struggling, it manifests itself because you're the second player picked in the draft. Look,
I understand that.
He's a very talented player. There's no doubt about that. So Mike White comes in, and really, he got nothing to lose. He can play loose. He can play free. He can just play. Nothing's expected out of him, right? And then you guys know that. You guys are athletes. I mean, you know,
yeah,
Keyshawn was a high pick. You were a high pick, obviously, and you know, the injury, you know, happened. But just think about that. When you're a high pick, I mean, there's expectations.
Yeah.
Look, when I was a free – look, I didn't get drafted. I got blackballed. I came in as a free agent. No one expected anything out of me, but I ended up starting, right? Started my whole career as a rookie. Nothing was expected. But all of a sudden, as I started playing more, more was expected. And that's the situation when you're especially the quarterback, right? Because you play with the ball, man. You affect the whole football team with your decision-making with the football. And when you look kind of nonchalant with the ball, I mean, the players watch that and go, what is this guy doing, right? Other guy goes in there, plays football.
So, Herm, you disagree? Like, you think Zach Wilson should have continued to play?
Oh, no. I think it was the right decision. And we talked about it last week. I said, Salas is going to have to talk to his team and figure out. And look, they know that situation better than anybody because they're in the building. And when coach came back the next day and said, you know what, I'm reevaluating this situation, you kind of understood then, you know what, this guy is kind of, he's getting mixed messages from the team. And the guys in the locker room at the end, you got to make sure they're okay. You got to make sure they're okay with the guy playing with the ball.
So, Herm, when do you go back to Zach Wilson? Now that he's sat down for a day, when do you let him play in the playground again?
Well, look here. You're in the playoff hunt. And Mike White right now won you a football game. And you're going to stick with him. Why wouldn't you? You stick with the guy. That's the ball. He's playing good. He had a good – can he go two in a row now? Can he play good for two in a row? And that's what you got to do, because that's what the team expects, right? You put him in there. Well, now let him play. Let's see how he plays.
What if he goes two in a row? Now what? You got a number two pick.
You keep riding him. There you go. You're trying to win. You're trying to get into – getting into the playoffs is more important than anybody else.
Mm-hmm. Preach.
It's best for the team. What's great about sports, at the end of the day, it's about the team. It's not about where you were drafted. It's not about if you got benched. It had nothing to do with that. It's can we win games down the stretch to get in the playoffs.
And, Herm, when you just hear guys like Garrett Wilson talk post-game, it just feels different. Like, it feels different when I hear players, current players, your star wide receiver, talk about Mike White and talk about the first time this whole season that they've scored on the first possession of a ball game. Granted, I know it's against the Bears, but sometimes, regardless of who the opponent is, it feels different.
Well, it's just, you know, when that happened, you could just tell, oh, now the fans are going to go crazy. Well, look, Mike White, he's played before. All right? And okay, it didn't turn, it didn't end well. There was a reason he became the backup. He's played one game so far, now let him play two. See what happens in two games. And maybe he's matured some. Maybe he could handle position better. Mm.
Herm Edwards, ex-football coach, NFL, ESPN, NFL analyst, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and, of course, can't leave out Max. coach, you know, so when you look at the other New York team, I guess what do they say, across the river or whatever the case is, in New York, the Giants, they went up against the Dallas Cowboys on Thanksgiving Day. Drop one. The Dallas Cowboys look way superior than them in the second half. Where is this program headed now with the Giants? Are they kind of taking a step back now?
Well, they played against a good Cowboy team. When you think about it, when you look at the NFC, probably the best team is the Philadelphia Eagles. They're complete on both sides of the ball. Second team, I would say, would be the San Francisco 49ers. The Giants are a team that is coming. But they're not in the category, I don't think, of the Eagles and the 49ers at this point. I think they have an opportunity to get in the playoffs. There's no doubt about that. But I don't know if you put them at the level of those two teams right now. I think those two teams are going this way, or ascending. They're getting better, and that's what you want to do when you start making your playoff run. You want to get better, right? And there's some consistency there in the quarterbacks, and they're complete. They're good on defense. They're good on offense. You know, they got good special teams units. Now, Philly kind of messed up a little bit on the kickoffs there, you know. But for the most part, I look at those teams as the teams that are kind of starting to separate themselves.
Meantime, I just want to get back to the Zach Wilson of it all. Mm-hmm. Just from this sense, Coach. As a coach, what do you do? You're the head coach of a team. And as the kids say nowadays, the team rocks with Zach, with Mike White, right? They're rocking with Mike White. They're not feeling Zach Wilson, but you spent the second pick in the draft. So even if Mike White stumbles, right, he has a bad game, or two out of three or four games, he doesn't play up to what you'd like, but the team is still feeling him. They want him. What do you do as head coach when you know that one guy has the locker room, whatever the draft position, everything else, and the other guy doesn't? What do you do?
Well, I think you got to let it play out. And the way you let it play out is obviously on the field, how the guy plays. And, you know, you guys are making a big deal out of he's the second player picked in the draft. And that's, hey, there's pressure with that on an organization when you make a decision like that, especially at the quarterback position. But I think at this point, this team and this is where, you know, Zach Wilson, he's got to mature. He's got to be more accountable. I mean, when you hear the noise outside, it's his accountability to the players. He's got to win over the players. His ability now to practice and go to work every day will show the players a lot about who he is. He can build his trust back in. You know, look, you got to earn trust. It doesn't matter when you were drafted. The players will get it. One guy's drafted, one guy's – can they trust you? You got to earn that on how you prepare every week, how you prepare every day, how you go about, you know, working every day. The players see that, right? They see that. So there's where Zach Wilson's at right now. He's got to earn the players' trust again.
Yeah.
Herm, so last night – I watched Justin Tucker miss a field goal to win the game. Tough loss for the Ravens. And obviously, Lamar, even more frustrated, you know, replies, somebody thought about you last evening. You know, don't press send if you're wondering. Don't press send if you're wondering if it's the right thing to send, right?
You knew he was going to
He took it down, which is the right move for Lamar. But, like, you know, it's why do the Ravens keep blowing these games where you feel like there's so much on the line? Obviously, there's a lot that Lamar has to bring to the table as it relates to productivity. But why do they keep dropping these type of games?
Well, a little bit is they depend so much on their defense and special teams. This is a team that is not a team that, when they get behind, can come back. They're not built to do that. They really are not. I mean – Lamar Jackson is playing his tail off, and they're a good physical football team, but they're not built to do that, right? And that gets them out of whack when they got to drop back and just start throwing it. They would prefer to run the ball, play good defense. It'll give you a turnover or two to give you a short field. Our kicking game is always going to be good. That's kind of how they play. So all of a sudden, you know, their defense has given up some scores here late, and they got to get in a different mode. They're not built to play that way. And that's not a bad thing. They have an identity. Look, we know who the Ravens are. We've known that for the last 10 years, right? They play a certain style. They win. They're a good football team. They got a quarterback that's playing for his contract, which is unbelievable, and really playing good. But they're not built to just come back. And when they get behind, they got a problem. They don't score a lot of points. They don't give up a lot of points.
Coach.
You know, this league is built to score, guys. You know, think about the league anymore. This league is about the unscripted quarterback, the guy that gets off script that can make plays. Lamar can do that, but the unscripted quarterback is rearing his head now when you watch all these teams play. The guy that gets off script, the guy that makes the defense go, uh-oh, we didn't practice against that. You don't have a defense for that when a quarterback starts running around, right, and playing in the playground. That's what they do. Think about that. Offensive coordinators have allowed these quarterbacks in the National Football League to now, you know what? If it don't work, run around, go make a play. That's what you see, right?
It is. It is. The league has changed.
It's recess. It's free recess. There's no rules. You just run around, go make a play.
Well, go stop it, and they'll stop doing it, right? Meantime, Coach, it is 9:13.
Oh.
At 10 after every hour, we give the winning word. And do you know what happens when people hear the winning word? I know you do. People text it to 777-000, and they're entered for their chance to win $2,500. We're giving away $10,000 a day, $2,500 at a time. Over 40 people have won altogether over $100,000 so far. We're doing it every day through the end of the show, December 7th.
Is Keyshawn giving the USC sweatshirts away, too?
No, not now he's not giving them away. Not after that performance.
He got his USC shirt on. Go ahead, Key. You should be excited about your football.
Winning word time.
Max 10K giveaway.
And the winning word is prime. P-R-I-M-E. Prime. Text it to 777-000. And you've entered for your chance to win $2,500 every single hour. Someone's winning that $2,500. Why not it be you? We're doing it every show through the end of the show, December 7th. 2022. Okay. Key.
Yo, Coach.
That winning word is in honor of a topic that
in honor
about.
Of prime time, Coach.
Deion, yes.
You know, I want to ask you how difficult. Yeah, obviously you coached in the pros, but you also coached in college football, and you coached at Arizona State, and you had to go in there and try to turn the program around. How difficult is it though if Deion were to take the Colorado job that is reportedly offered to him? To go into Colorado in this day and age with the portal and the NIL situation to change that program and get them back to respectability within the Pac-12 conference?
Well, obviously the administration has to understand the difficulty of it all. And it's a lot of lifting. It's a lot of recruiting players, right? And And now, you know, you have to be able to go in the portal. That's like free agency to get some of your players. You'd like to build the teeth of your program off high school athletes. But the problem is you can't keep them anymore, Key. You know, you used to keep them. Now you can't keep them. They can actually leave after a year. So you're always going to re-recruit your guys. But I think if Deion decides to take that job, it would be a great hire for the Pac-12 because of who he is, you know, his flair, all the things, the attention it would bring to that university. You know, Deion has really worked very hard at being a coach. I've spoken to him numerous times. He did a great job of where he's at right now. It'll be interesting to see if he decides to take that job. I think it would be a great hire, though.
You think he should take the job, Herm?
Well, I don't know that. Prime,
would you take the job?
I don't. You know, I don't know what his, you know, what his goals are. You know, I don't. He's built a program down there. There's no doubt about it. I think he wants to go to a Power Five conference.
Mm-hmm.
The Pac-12 obviously is going to change a little bit. We're going to lose some teams. We know for sure SC is going to leave because it's private, right? And there's going to be a vote on UCLA to see what happens there. But I think with Deion entering that conference, if he decided to do that, he would get a lot of support. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, I think he should take the job, though, if he wants to coach at a Power Five institution. And when you look at the jobs that's available right now, this is probably the best job that's available. Wisconsin got filled by Luke Fickell. Mm-hmm. Arizona State got filled, right?
Yep.
You talk about that program. You look at who else just got – Nebraska got filled. So this is
Stanford,
probably –
Stanford. But he's not going to go to Stanford.
Yeah, but that won't work. You might as well stay at Jackson State with that one because of the academics and all the different stuff that you got to go through, the portal, NIL. Colorado is a hotbed, yes. I think. You think about it. If he could keep the guys like McCaffrey's in Colorado, win his home state, which is three or four guys every year that comes out of there, he steals some stuff out of Texas, steals some stuff out of Arizona, grab a bunch of guys out of California, and I'm sure he can go to Florida, up and down the Florida coast, and grab a bunch of dudes that come through there. I'm sure he can go into Georgia, Atlanta, and grab some guys out of there. I like it. If he was to take this job, I'm in full support of him. You ain't even got to worry about it. I'm all in.
I am too, and I think what he's going to have to do is surround himself with some coaches that can obviously recruit, because that's the bread and butter of college football.
Okay.
Recruit and keep your guys. I can get them here, but can I keep them here?
Do you guys know what today is?
Uh-oh.
Today is Cyber Monday. Cyber Monday. There's Black Friday, and there's now Cyber Monday, which apparently has been around since 2005. Key, are you aware of what Cyber Monday is?
I'm sort of, kind of. Not really – I don't understand it as much as probably Jay does. But
well, Jay has a patent on the name. He makes money every time you say Cyber Monday.
Because I don't shop online. I don't trust online.
Black Friday, Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday. In honor of Cyber Monday, we're going to do a lightning round. So quick answers. NFL, buy or sell. You guys ready?
Yep.
Let's do it. Okay. New York Jets at 7-4, coach, buy or sell?
I buy.
Yeah.
I buy.
Yeah, I'm buying. I'm buying 100%, especially with Mike White at the quarterback spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm buying the same. I just like their DNA. I like how they're made up. It's a tough-nosed organization, and they have all the talent. They have the talent to complete the deal.
I'm buying also maybe to make the playoffs,
yes.
Right? But
yeah.
I don't know about beyond that, but Mike White's going to – I love the quote from Coach. He makes the easy look easy. Robert Sala said he makes the easy look easy. Let's not overcomplicate this. New York Giants at 7-4, Coach. Buy or sell?
That division, I'm going to – I'm going to buy. I'm going to buy right now. I'm going to buy. I'm going to buy.
Okay.
I think the NFC East is a good division.
Yeah, it's a good division. I'm selling them, though. I don't think that they get out of there. I think the Commanders overtake them. I'm looked up and shocked that the Commanders are 7-5. Mm-hmm. I'm like, huh? But I think they overtake them. It's, you know, the Giants will still win 10 games, but I got to move on from them.
Well, seven teams get in, right?
Yeah, seven.
Yeah.
So you got one from each division plus the three wild cards.
They play the Eagles twice. They play the Commanders twice.
Either the Cowboys or the Eagles is going to be one of the Colts. Wild cards. So really you got two wild card slots open.
You might get the whole NFC East in the playoffs, guys.
That's crazy. Could you imagine?
Look, I want to buy them. Don't, Herm, don't have to ask me twice. I want to buy them.
Buy them. them then.
But I think I made some.
Use Keys money. Why use Keys money?
If I could do that, I would be buying a lot of stuff. Yeah. All I'm saying, Herm, is they're decimated with a lot of injuries, man. Coming down the stretch, these division games, it's going to be tough for them to get a lot of wins.
Yeah, I'm going to have to buy because they're the Giants. I can't sell my guys, but, ooh, they're thin right now. They couldn't afford these injuries. They got them. But I'm going to – listen, if Coach can buy them, I can buy them. I root for them, for crying out loud.
Is the runner well?
Yeah, right.
It don't take a lot to turn around and give it to the runner.
Yeah, he needs someone blocking
for
him.
Guys, the weather is changing.
Hey, what about the Los Angeles Chargers? 6-5 with that. They needed that win. They got it, Coach. Buy or sell?
I'm buying. I'm buying the Chargers.
Key, you buying or selling?
I'm going to sell them, too. I understand they beat the Cardinals on a two-point conversion, but what if? You know me with the what ifs. What if it didn't go that way? You can't keep playing like that, man. You can't keep taking chances like that. No way.
Jay?
Yeah, I'm with you, Coach. I'm with you on them.
Seven teams are getting in, guys.
Yeah, I know. And
there's seven of them.
I think sometimes, too, what they've gone through and how they battled through it, getting that win yesterday, Brandon Staley going for it, I like that.
Here's the problem. This is why I want to buy him. But you look at the East, that's going to be at least two teams. You look at the North, I'm going to say that's going to be two teams. South will be one. So there's one slot. Will the Chargers get it? You know what, Coach? I'm with you. I'm going to say, yep, Chargers are going to get that slot. I'm buying. How about the Tampa Bay Bucs at 5-6, Coach? Buy or sell?
They're going to win the division, right?
I think so.
Okay. Well, I don't think it's a long run. I think they win the division. And Brady said it. They're not scoring enough points, guys. They're playing close games. I mean, eventually that catches up to you. You just, you know, they're not in tune with the passing game. That's the problem. You know, it's just they're not in tune. They're not sharp passing the ball. And Brady said it. We're not scoring enough points. They're scoring 18 points a game, guys. That ain't good enough.
Yeah, I'm certainly buying them, and I'm holding on to my receipt because I might have to exchange them in a couple weeks.
Yeah, I'm buying them because of the division. Like, yeah. I mean, you know, look, you get Ryan Jensen back hopefully in a couple of weeks. Like, that helps.
I'm buying them all day, and I think that people are sleeping on them. Like, come playoff time, I think we're going to feel differently about them. Because heading into a playoff game, if you have a squad that's healthy and you look at the talent on the roster and you have Tom Brady, it's going to look a lot better than it does right now, I think.
Yeah, but Atlanta's only one game behind them now.
Y'all, I'm not worried about Atlanta.
Only one. I'm just saying.
Key,
we saw
what happened with Mariota.
Key,
we saw it, Key. He closed his eyes, was turned around backwards, and tossed the ball over his shoulder. I'm off them.
It's hard to bet against Captain America. There's no doubt about that.
The great Herm Edwards, ladies and gentlemen, ESPN NFL analyst. Thank you, Coach.
All right, Coach.
All right, Herm.
Thank you now.
Hey, when can we start asking whether or not USC is back? Is that now, Keyshawn J. Willimax?
Listen to Keyshawn J. Willimax live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Keyshawn Johnson was the best fan of the month as he witnessed Caleb Williams and the Trojans take care of Notre Dame. The best fan of the month is brought to you by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper. Kia SC joins the AP top four.
Yes, that is correct.
Michigan up to number two after that. They opened up a whole can.
That would be good, though, if we saw Michigan. Oh, that would be so good. Michigan SC like the old days, Rose Bowls. Big Ten versus the Pac-12.
As you were talking, you know what we were looking at, Key?
What?
You and your USC gear on the sidelines, looking happy.
Oh, wait, what is that?
Oh, you hear a fight song.
That's good music,
Key,
man.
Describe to me the feeling that this song gives you, like your pregame experience.
It just, I'm ready to go. As soon as I hear it, when I'm walking down that tunnel and I'm hearing the click, 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 and I get to the curtain, because we got the big giant curtain that opens up and somebody leads us out the tunnel, a former player or something, it's in your blood, man. You get goosebumps. Just listen to it. Oh, that music. Can you crank that up a little bit for me?
Think Caleb Williams was hearing that and feeling that, Kate?
Oh, and we play this probably 50 times in a game because we getting ready to run shop on somebody. Ooh.
You think Caleb Williams won the Heisman last night?
Absolutely. 100%.
He only did the pose.
Last Saturday, over the weekend.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Saturday, he certainly clinched it, I believe. It's national television. Everybody's watching. It's the marquee game of the week, so to speak, in college football. Everybody wanted to see what SC would come out and do with Lincoln Riley. Notre Dame was playing better football than we saw him against Marshall. And Caleb Williams just went out there and basically – torched them all by itself. He certainly, if I had a Heisman vote, not because I'm a USC Trojan, but he was the best player in college football that day. And that says a lot. C.J. Stroud struggled a little bit against Michigan. Max Duggan, I guess, if you want to give it to a guy from TCU, who's playing good football. But this is Caleb Williams' trophy.
Yeah, I would agree with you, Key. I think C.J. Stroud, had a tough day, especially when you get blitz like that. Like, the last time Michigan beat Ohio State in Columbus was 2000. It was the year 2000, Max. There were players on that field who were not even born yet the last time Michigan beat Ohio State. So, I'm with you, Key. Caleb Williams. And there were multiple – there were signature Heisman-like moments.
Absolutely.
Throughout the course of the game, man. Like, that rushing TD that he had, that one where he, was able to get out of pocket and kind of dance around and make a play down the field. Like, he just had Heisman moments.
He certainly did. And when you got, he's got a lot of skill position players, in particular Jordan Addison is a phenomenal receiver who won the Biletnikoff a year ago at Pitt, transferred in with Caleb. Mario Williams, another receiver that transferred from Oklahoma. You got Jerry Rice's young son who plays on USC. But it's just something about USC and Heisman trophies. If you count Reggie Bush, you can go from Mike Garrett and O.J. Simpson and Charles White and Marcus Allen and Matt Leinart and Reggie Bush and Carson Palmer. And now you add Caleb Williams to the situation. That's saying a lot. He's come in here in a year, and it by far has been probably the best quarterback that we've seen in a very long time. In fact, he's the first black quarterback that we've had start for us since Rodney Peete back in 1988. Max, do the math.
Hey, so meantime, Lincoln Riley –
The
number one overall pick in Baker Mayfield and Kyler Murray.
Trying to find out who has more National Player of the Years or more Heisman Trophy winners, Duke basketball or USC football. That's a good
National Player of the Year with two of them are sitting right here in Jay Will.
Because we're in the show together.
Man, nobody care about no Duke basketball.
We went to the Final Four last year.
Max. You stay out of this conversation, Columbia.
Columbia.
What? Our proud history of – we have probably good chess tournament wins. Hey, so Lincoln Riley, Key, is, you know
– worth it. Every penny.
Every penny, huh? Right. The offense is there, and whatever you want to say about his defense is usually up in the mix at the end of the season, but the defense stops Lincoln Riley teams from us all going, okay, here they come, right?
One of our biggest problems on the defensive side of the ball is we've got to figure out how to slow down the tight end from Utah. I think he had about 16, 17 catches last time we played against him. The tight end from Notre Dame, which they always have great tight ends in Notre Dame, he got an opportunity to make some hay on us. So I don't know what it is, but defensively on that side of the ball, the tight ends typically give us fits.
So what do you do if you got Lincoln Riley? So check the first box. The offense looks just like you want it to. From, you know, like we hired the coach. How's the quarterback going to look? How's the offense going to look? Check, 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 check. Now you got to get the defense up to par, right? And yes. Then it's like, oh, that's the best team in the country. How do you do that?
You go find, like Coach Herm Edwards was talking about, you go in that portal and you find some big beef guys and you recruit some high school guys that got beef up front. The one difference between USC and Georgia and Alabama and some of those other programs, they're big up front. It's all about the offense and the defensive line in the SEC. And we've got to get them big dudes because there's not a whole lot of 350-pound dudes that are just hanging around, right? You need to go find them big old jokers.
So is there something you need to do, though? Like, Lincoln Riley's mentality is offense.
Well, we're
right?
Back now, Jay. I mean, we rolling now. We back.
You're back.
The sidelines was crazy with recruits. It's going to recruit itself like Pete Carroll did, like John Robinson and John McKay did. It's going to recruit itself because when you win and you in Southern California, everybody want to come here.
So, Key, we got the odds to win the college football championship up on the screen right now on ESPNU. Georgia's -160. They're favored against the whole field. Michigan's +280, TCU +1200, tied with USC +1200. It's like 12-1 odds. That's one of the top four teams. It's all you ask for this time of year.
Yeah, I look, we can't go to Vegas and lay an egg against Utah because that's going to set us back. And I don't think we will. I mean, it was a good game up in Utah. We lost Jordan Addison in that game. That was a big blow to us. We let it down on the defensive end. I don't know that tight end is going to be able to just run around crazy like he did in Utah. We're on a neutral site in Las Vegas, and guess who's going to be there? Me.
Of course.
Yes, that is correct.
You know, meantime, Jay was at Michigan, Ohio State. I mean, they opened up a can
on
Ohio State. They did, Jay.
Yeah, we got
I know. You root for Ohio State.
Key, you guys have 7 Heisman Trophy winners.
Well, I'm counting Caleb.
Jay, what was it like?
So that's 8.
Jay.
We have 8 National Player of the
Year.
Jay,
we already went over that.
We're just slightly ahead as of right now.
What was it
like? No, we got 8. You got 8.
No, you guys have 7.
No, we're counting Caleb.
It's not cemented yet. Until it's dry in ink, I need to see him hold the trophy.
How many number 1 overall picks do y'all have?
I have not looked that up, but I think we have a couple. 6, maybe 5 or 6.
Number 1 overalls?
Elton, Kyrie.
Well, 2 players of the year are sitting right there in Jay Willie's player of the year twice.
Yeah, you can't count that. How you going to count 2 player of the years? That's cheating.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I got to dig a
little
bit deeper.
The question is.
How many number 1 draft selections do you guys have?
He's trying to avoid it.
No, I'm not. I'm just asking a key question.
We're talking about Ohio State, Michigan.
Sporting schools, Matt.
You were at the game.
Would you tell him? Be quiet.
Yeah, he's stay excluded. Out of it.
I believe 4, Jay, but I could be wrong.
Okay.
I know Carson, myself, OJ.
OJ, yeah. No, you count them. No, you count it. Yeah.
And I think we got 1 more. I just can't, off the top of my head, remember who exactly it is.
All right.
Reggie Bush.
I think we have Art Heyman, Elton Brand, Kyrie Irving.
Oh, Yari and Bell. So we got Ron Yari and Ricky Bell. That's
okay.
Right.
So how many you got? You got 5?
Yeah, 5.
Yeah, we have 5 too.
Okay. Well, yeah. Never mind the Ohio State Michigan game.
Yeah, never mind.
Jay was
there
in person.
What are we actually talking about? I have to wear a Michigan jersey in here tomorrow, man.
Let me ask you this though. Ryan Day, is he ever going to get over the hump?
Key, all I know is at the game, I heard Ohio State fans cheering Urban Meyer.
They just like Urban.
I'm just trying to tell you, dude, it was crazy to hear that name being chanted inside the stadium.
Bringing back, huh?
Bringing him back. That's where people were. Mm. That's enough. Congratulations, Michigan.
I'll be wearing your jersey tomorrow.
Michigan
looked like the best school in the country to me. They look like the best program to me. I get it. Georgia will be one, but you do that to Ohio State in a rivalry game to a school of that level. You do that.
I'll bring on Michigan, man. I want to see it.
Yeah.
Show me. You got to prove to me.
Carthy, he proved something yesterday.
Prove something yesterday. You got to prove to me again. Bring it on.
A hell of a game. What does Jeff Saturday have to do to be in the interim head coach, to have that interim head coach tag removed with the Colts?
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
We are giving away $10,000 a day on the KJM 10K a day giveaway through the end of the show, December 7th. We've already given away well over $100,000. We're giving away $2,500. That's how the 10K breaks down, $2,500 every hour. Every hour that we're on the air, four hours a day, 5 days a week, 20 hours a week. We're giving someone else, 20 different people, in $2,500.
Key, I'm dying just listening to that open and hearing Paul Feinbaum go, "What up, Sean?" That,
well, he needs, because we always enter his segment.
Mobb Deep, yeah, we play Mobb Deep
with Shook Ones Part Two, and every week I ask him what it is, and he never remembers.
Oh Lord,
I think
I'm still, you know, listening to my fight song in my head, so.
Word of this hour, because the way we do it is every hour, 10 after the hour, we give you a winning word. You text it to 777-000, and you might win $2,500. The word of this hour is prime, P-R-I-M-E, in honor of Deion Sanders being offered a Power 5 job.
Take it. Prime. Take the job.
All right, let's get to our Monday parlay. The Monday Night Football preview is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. It is time for the Monday parlay. Jay, what you got?
So I know coming off that game against Cincinnati that they had to throw the ball a lot being back.
Who's they?
I was going to get to the day. I was going to get there. I am going to take the Pittsburgh Steelers and Kenny Pickett passing yards under 210 and a hook against the Fighting Jeff Saturdays on the road in Indy this upcoming weekend. Monday Night Football. What am I talking about? Tonight.
Yeah, I'm looking at Paris Campbell. Receiving yards right now, and it's 45 and a hook I'm going to take under that. I don't think that they're going to get the type of yardage in the air that, you know, you think Matt Ryan's not going to drop back with this Jeff Saturday offense. They're going to be, you know, boring. Jonathan Taylor running the football, trying to take advantage of Pittsburgh's defense. It's good to see Jeff on the sideline Monday night, though.
It'll 100%. Be fun to watch. Key along those lines, I like when the parlay plays into, like, you know, we're saying stuff that adds up. Jeff Saturday, it's not that he's incapable of making subtle offensive adjustments and surprising people. I'm sure he is. But he's not going to outsmart himself, right? They got Jonathan Taylor. They can run the ball. Jonathan Taylor's rushing yards, it's a high total, 85 and a hook. I'm taking the over. I think he's going to run the ball a lot, and it's a good old-fashioned country hardball, Key. You know what's coming. Stop it, right? He's still going to run Jonathan Taylor. I like the over there, 85 and a hook.
Absolutely, 100%.
It is easy to bundle your car insurance at progressive.com. So,
jeez. Oh, God. 3-8? This is horrible. 5-7. Max, you're 6-6.
I'm even up.
You didn't even know you were 6-6. You had no idea what your scores even were.
That's right, because I just, you know, we're a team. I don't look at individual success, but since you're pointing it out, Jay, I am doing the best.
No, this is a parlay. We're not a team.
Yeah, it is a parlay. Yeah. We must be a team.
It's a team.
No, we all need to hit. No, we all need to hit to win.
So why is it 5-7?
Because we're talking
you
about
you are 5-7 in your picks.
Oh,
Jay
in
is
my
3-8.
In my parlay picks.
I'm 6-6. So altogether, we're 1-11.
Oh God,
parlays are hard. Hey, what is Jeff Saturday? It's also hard to win in the NFL, and so far he's 1-1, and very not for a bad call of a missed face mask. He'd have been 2-0. What does Jeff Saturday have to do to have the interim head coach tag removed, do you think, Key?
Well, first of all, his owner didn't do him any favors by saying that he hopes that Jeff gets the job because there's a Rooney rule in place. So that didn't do him any favors. But in terms of the bigger picture, he's got to just continue to try and win football games and get the team to respond to him. And then at the end of the year, sit down with everybody and whoever's doing the interviewing and go through the interview process and see what happens. But yeah, it's going to be interesting because of what Jim Irsay said when he first brought him on as an interim coach that, you know, he hopes it's for a long time.
I mean, look, the win against the Raiders was a monumental win for his first win. Obviously, it was a very close game against the Eagles. He's putting himself in a good position. I think you beat a Steelers team, right? I feel like that's a game you should get. Obviously, you think about the Cowboys, at Vikings, tough games, man.
Yeah.
Maybe Vikings sneak up. Cowboys, I think they should lose both those games. Chargers at home, maybe he can sneak one at Giants. I mean, he finished strong. He could put himself in a very good situation with the way they played thus far in these last two games.
I mean,
they played extremely well.
Here's the key for Jeff is going to be, you know he's going to get them to play hard. You know he's going to get them to compete. That's the main thing. But can he get over the hump and actually win these games, right? He won the first one. He came very close to winning against a team they were heavily favored to lose to, right? In the Eagles, should have won that game, by the way. Again, missed face mask. But then again, the Eagles lost the game on a missed face mask the week before. If he can figure out a way to get these wins in the bank, it's going to be hard to take that into not make him the head coach, man, because the team is playing for him. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Well, there you go, Key.
What a post-Thanksgiving show.
There you go.
He got to hear his fight song. Oh, he's out ready there to go. He got the SC jersey.
Very LA in LA.
Front runner Johnson with the USC.
Let me see you, Jay.
Sweatshirt on.
No, your V's too wide.
I don't know.
What do you think? There's rabbit ears? I mean, come on, man. Let's go, Jay.
He's giving you a peace sign, basically. Soft,
yeah, you would have been the number one overall pick in basketball if you'd have come to SC.
Would have came out with a lot more money, too, I would tell you that.
Mike Greenberg is coming up. Greeny, you know him and love him. We're back tomorrow, 6 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio.
KJM. Where are you, OJ Mayo? Where are you?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.